The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, just when you thought the mornings were getting brighter and things were looking up on the weather front, we might have some bad weather news because I'm joined by meteorologist at Ireland's Weather Channel, Cathal Nolan. Hello, Cathal.
A very good morning, Claire.
What's coming?
We're certainly expected to see quite a shock to our system as we go through the week this week, specifically occurring during Thursday into Friday in particular. We're expected to see very cold weather returning. Now, it's returning from the west and northwest. It's due to an outbreak of particularly cold air across the Canadian Arctic. But that air is expected to stream down across the country from the west northwest, and it is going to bring with it a significant drop in temperatures. And with that, some really quite heavy showers, but they will fold predominantly as sleet and snow on Thursday night into Friday morning, so that some parts of the country will very well wake up to a accumulation of snow on Friday morning. Certainly not what we expected for the second week of what is meteorological spring, but at this time of the year, it is known as March of many weather, so we can have these inclement conditions and swings between milder and colder periods.
Okay, so when you mentioned snow, and I know snow is a very difficult thing to forecast, but where are you seeing that snow falling, sleet or snow?
So we see that the winds are in a westerly or northwesterly direction by the time we get to Thursday night and into Friday. First and foremost, the isobars are quite tightly packed together, so it's quite strong winds. That's important because it means that the heavy showers that we see pushing in from the west, they will be pushed a bit further inland. So all parts of the country are indeed at risk of seeing some sleet and snow. The highest risk is going to be in parts of the west and northwest of the country in particular, and especially so at about 100, 200 metres above sea level. But in saying that, I think many parts of the inland areas will see a risk of snow settling, even at lower levels on Thursday night into Friday morning. The upper air temperatures are sufficiently cool to allow that snow to fall to low levels. The ground temperatures are a little bit milder, so once it falls, it is likely to be only temporary accumulations of snow, but certainly all parts of the country are at risk of seeing some sleet and snow as we go through Thursday night into Friday morning.
And very low temperatures, so are we talking below freezing but then lifting a little bit to allow the snow to fall?
So really what happens in this scenario is the temperatures, the air temperatures, they're going to fall close to freezing, let's say, during these particular showers. So one of the things that happens when we see these kind of heavy, intense downpours is that the temperature within the shower itself actually drops. So the 0 degree level gets closer to the surface and we get these temporary accumulations of snow. And then once the shower passes on itself, we see that 0 degree isotherm, so the 0 degree level, actually rise a little bit. So temperatures will oscillate between close to freezing during these showers, and then once they pass on, probably hovering at about 3 to 4 degrees Celsius.
I mean, you mentioned all the different types of weather we can have in March, but last week in London, they had that Saharan dust, didn't they, affecting visibility?
They did indeed. And even ourselves, we experienced a little bit of that towards the end of last week before we saw that transition occurring back towards more, I suppose, a little bit more mixed conditions. So we certainly saw in our particular part of the world, both Ireland and indeed, especially so in the UK, that influx of Saharan dust. So there was a deep area of low pressure centered across Morocco. And then just to the east of that, we saw a plume of southeasterly winds. And that lifted a lot of the dust, a lot of the smaller particles from the Sahara, and it was carried to the northwest then by a prevailing southeasterly wind. It reduces visibility in more intense situations closer towards the Mediterranean. It can have impacts in terms of respiratory conditions for people who suffer from the likes of asthma. But for ourselves, thankfully, we only saw very small traces of that. Some of it was rained down in some of the precipitation that followed on subsequently. We saw a couple of quite mild days last week as well, very pleasant days indeed. But as we mentioned, that is certainly all change as we go through the second half of this week.
Okay,
in particular.
So we tip along as we are until Thursday, and then we're going to have this temperature drop and potentially snow that likes to stick around.
That is the case. So for the next couple of days, it's quite mixed conditions. We have a little bit of cloud and mist this morning. That'll clear up. It'll brighten up into the afternoon and evening, become quite pleasant. Into tomorrow, Tuesday, it's a similar picture. We have a little bit of low cloud mist about. That clears away as well as we go through the day. And then for Wednesday, it's a better day overall. There's a ridge of high pressure. Winds will be increasing, but it'll be a pretty pleasant day with some good sunny spells. And then, as we mentioned, it's downhill significantly on Thursday. Some heavy falls of rain initially on Thursday, some strong gusty winds as well. And then as we go through the evening time, we see those temperatures begin to fall away, so that by Thursday night into Friday morning, we see that risk of sleet and snow with accumulations of snow in some places as well.
Carl, can you see how long that cold snap is going to last for at this stage?
Yeah, at the moment, Claire, it looks like the particularly cool conditions, cold enough for wintry precipitation, let's say, it is short-lived initially, so that through Thursday into Friday. Into Friday itself, we see the temperatures increase a little as we go through the afternoon, so those showers reverting back to rain. Milder conditions in general then for Saturday, but again, by the time we get to Sunday, there's a second area of low pressure that's expected to pass through, and a very similar scenario follows, so that by Sunday night into Monday morning, there is the potential for some wintry showers at that point as well. Beyond that, there's a little bit of a diversion between the weather models as to what to expect. The European model, ECMWF, tries to build in an area of high pressure and settle things down somewhat, which would be welcome, but it stays quite cool, it must be said, with winds swinging around into an easterly or northeasterly direction, whereas the GFS, the American model, keeps things that little bit more unsettled, and we see this kind of an oscillation between particularly cold conditions with a risk of some wintry showers, followed on by some milder interludes and drier days in between those systems. So it's a mixed picture, really, as we look out beyond the, beyond the end of the week.
Right, Carl, thank you so much. We'll get ourselves ready for a very cold day, it would seem, across the country on Thursday and again on Friday. Cathal Nolan there from Ireland's Weather Channel.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.